From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadet has died at the age of 88. The death of the deeply revered king is a stunning blow for the kingdom of 67 million people.
My heart was crushed. I was broken. This is the saddest time in our Thai people because we love him so much.
His son and heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending the throne. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen with cruise missiles. The attack was in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels targeting a U.S. Navy destroyer. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
I can't tell you specifically who is operating these installations. I'm just telling you where they're located, who's controlling that area now, and that we responded in kind to these specific installations because of the role we believe they played in targeting our forces.
Peter Cook. Nigerian officials say 21 of the Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Twitter Thursday, the 21 girls are in the custody of the Department of State Services. The spokesman says the girls' release was the result of talks between Mr. Buhari's administration and Boko Haram, brokered by the International Red Cross and the Swiss government. He said negotiations will continue for the other kidnapped girls.
How many roads must a man walk down?
Legendary American musician Bob Dylan has won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature, the first songwriter to receive the prestigious award. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says allegations by four women that he kissed and touched them inappropriately are, in his words, totally and absolutely false. With his campaign reeling from the accusations, Trump said he has substantial evidence to dispute the claims that will be made public at what he termed an appropriate time very soon. Trump claimed that his opponent in the November 8th election, Democrat Hillary Clinton, and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, quoting again, know it and know it very well, end of quote, that the allegations are not true. Trump charged that the national news media was a political special interest aligned with the Clinton campaign and published the claims to thwart his run for the White House. A new United Nations report finds more than a million people have been killed in more than 7,000 natural disasters stretching over a 20-year period. Lisa Schlein reports.
An analysis of 20 years of data shows earthquakes and tsunamis are the biggest overall killers, followed closely by climate-related disasters, which have more than doubled over the period. The report, however, notes over the past 15 years, weather-related disasters, including drought, heat waves, floods, and storms, have become the main cause of loss of life. Haiti tops the list of the 10 countries with the most disaster deaths, followed by Indonesia and Myanmar. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Top diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the Middle East will attempt to salvage a failed Syrian ceasefire agreement Saturday. The diplomats will hold talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, followed by a separate meeting Sunday in London. The renewed efforts come less than 2 weeks after the United States suspended bilateral negotiations with Russia. A White House spokesman ruled out the possibility of any U.S. military cooperation with Russia in Syria. U.S. officials say it is now clear that America's goals in Syria are no longer compatible with those of Russia. The United Nations has formally appointed former Portugal Prime Minister António Guterres as Secretary General. He will replace current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The United Nations says 30 people were killed and over 50 wounded Wednesday when violence erupted in the Central African Republic. Fighters with a former Seleka rebel group attacked the town of Kagabangoro and were later repelled by UN peacekeepers. The UN suspects the attack was retaliation for the Tuesday killing of a suspected former Seleka member. Looking briefly at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.